Storm. Welcome, my friend, to the neighborhood. A neighborhood comprised of the remnant. You and I are that remnant. We begin tonight with an email from a listener. Hey, Don, listener in Houston that heard your program last night about magnets sticking to vaccinated arms. You mentioned Newsweek or Time dismissing such concerns as Moyle tinfoil hat quackery. Take a look at the link below from PubMed.gov, published in 2014. T.S., after listening for many months, finally purchased a hard copy of Morningstar's Tale. Best regards, really enjoy the program. And I wrote him back. Looking at the document, wow, good catch. Now it makes sense. I've attached the lame Newsweek article that came out immediately, Damage Control, and thank you for buying the book. The attachment that he sent is now on the front page of my website. Head over to morningstarstale.com, and you're going to see an article from 2014, unedited, from a government website called PubMed.gov, PubMed.gov. Some of those who've received the COVID-19 vaccine are reporting the injection spot on their arm is magnetized. Below is an unedited document from PubMed.gov entitled Super Paramagnetic Nanoparticle Delivery of DNA Vaccine. I know that's a mouthful, but really it should be titled Super Paramagnetic Nanoparticle Delivery of DNA Vaccine Delivered Via Magnetofection. There's a lot of big words in this document, and they're all medical. But out of the gate, it pretty much confirms what people are reporting, that when they take a magnet and put it on the spot of the injection, it's sticking, which means it's magnetic. I'll read you a little bit of what this actual document from a government site in 2014 says about vaccines. It's titled Abstract. The efficiency of delivery of DNA vaccines is often relatively low compared to protein vaccines. The use of super paramagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles, or what they call spions, S-P-I-O-N-S, super paramagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles, to deliver genes via magnetofection, that's a new word for me, shows promise in improving the efficiency of gene delivery both in vitro and in vivo. In particular, the duration for gene transfection, especially in the vitro application, which is an injection, can be significantly reduced by magnetic, or what is called magnetofection, compared to the time required to achieve high gene transfection with standard protocols. So what they're saying is that it's true. If you use the principles of magnetism, magnets, you can pull what you want in a direction you desire, and that includes nanobots. What I personally believe is going on is not the microchip, but I do believe somehow magnetism is interacting with these nanobots, and I do believe there are nanobots in these injections. And somehow the magnetic field is interacting with these. You can read the entire document. It'll make your eyes glaze, and if I were to read it on the radio right now, I'd lose half the audience. But just head over to morningstarstale.com and read it when you get a chance. It's called Super Paramagnetic Nanoparticle Delivery of DNA Vaccine Via Magnetofection. Magnetofection. Never heard of the word till tonight. Apparently, they're using magnets. And this goes back 7 years. So this technology has been out there for a while. It's astounding. It truly is. Okay. First, we begin with Joey. Story from one of my favorite fake news sites, the Babylon Bee. Biden proposes $2 trillion bill to study what's causing inflation rates to rise. From Washington, D.C., President Joe Biden proposed a $2 trillion spending bill Monday for the purpose of determining the cause of rising inflation. This is Biden's fourth proposed $2 trillion bill in as many months. Said Biden, the cause of inflation is a major concern for all Americans. Rest assured, your government is committing and committed to spending however much it takes in taxpayer money to get to the bottom of this malarkey. I haven't heard that word in 40 years, malarkey. According to Biden, the cause of the rapid increase in inflation has been baffling his economic experts for weeks. Said Biden, all we know is that some mysterious event happened around January 20th, which caused inflation to skyrocket out of control. We don't know what the event was exactly, but we do suspect President Trump was involved somehow, and maybe Russia. Biden noted that his willingness to spend trillions to study the problem just shows how seriously he takes the threat of inflation. Quote, I can't remember the last time anyone proposed a $2 trillion spending bill to Congress. I mean, honestly, I can't remember. Say, what were we talking about? Oh, where am I? Malarkey. In the meantime, officials from the U.S. Treasury as well as the CDC have advised the public to start carrying double wallets to protect their money and help slow the spread of inflation. Vaccine virtue signaling and the cult of woke. This is a really good one from Brandon Smith at Alt Market. Why should we take an experimental mRNA vaccine for a virus that's 99.7% non-kill? I mean, outside of living in a nursing home, everyone survives. This question alone usually explodes the heads of what is called the vaccine cult. Most of them, for some reason, still believe the death rate from COVID is 3% or more. So why do they peddle this nonsense? Well, take note that the mainstream media never discusses the death rate of COVID. They instead let people make assumptions based on things they've heard in the past from entities like the World Health Organization or the CDC. So if you're not over 65 and fat, and you have very little to worry about from COVID, statistically, if you're over 65 and you're fat and you live in a nursing home, yeah, you might die. The bottom line is that COVID is a non-threat to the vast majority of people. But there's a large group of obsessives out there who seem to be afraid of everything, and they just want you to be afraid like them. The virtue signaling around the vaccines is growing to bizarre, insane levels. There are numerous YouTube videos, TikTok videos, articles, and social media posts by people who smugly proclaim their jab status as if they've been touched by the hand of God or the chosen ones. Further, the idolization of medical frauds like Fraudsy is cringeworthy. Maybe I'm reading too much into this, but I'm detecting some serious desperation behind this AstroTurf movement against us, the anti-vaxxers. No one listens to the cult of woke. No one likes them. No one trusts them to be informed or honest in their agenda. Yet they wield considerable power. Why is that? Because they're being backed by the government, the corporations, and the media. Look at the mania surrounding the very existence of anti-lockdown activists and anti-vaxxers. Look at how much they talk about us. They can't stop talking about us. Why do these people care so much whether we take the vaccine? I mean, if it actually works, then they're perfectly safe from us. And when we all die horrible deaths from COVID, they can say, we told you so. What they really fear is that we are right and they're wrong. The science certainly is on our side and has been for the duration of the pandemic. The WHO was wrong. The CDC was wrong. The Imperial College of London was wrong. The anti-lockdown activists were closer to the mark than all of them combined. The death rate predictions proven to be highly exaggerated. And by the way, the flu, does anybody get that anymore? The mRNA gene therapy push is at the core of a giant experimental trial using the masses as unwitting test subjects. We really have no idea what the consequences ultimately will be, but I have a feeling that within a couple of years, we're going to begin to see the results, and they're not going to be pretty. I mean, there's a reason why governments make it legal for us to sue the vaccine companies. Yet the woke cult adores this environment. This is the type of dark, slimy cave they like to nest in. There's a great quote Robert Anton Wilson once said, "The obedient always think of themselves as virtuous rather than cowardly." Today I was walking Stormy, who, by the way, is outside, and I can hear her barking. If she keeps barking, I'll let her in, and Mike has the interlude music ready. Matter of fact, why don't you throw on the music right now, Mike, and I'll go get the dog again. Hi, I'm back. She can't be found. She was barking, then she disappeared. It's cool. The yard is fenced. Governor Ron DeSantis will pardon all Floridians who have been prosecuted for failing to wear a face covering or to socially distance. A Republican appeared on Fox News on the Ingram angle alongside two gym owners who had been arrested several times after they reportedly refused to enforce mandatory mask wearing. A gentleman by the name of Mike Carnvale, a plantation, was first busted by cops in July for allegedly not requiring people to wear masks in his gym. He was arrested along with his wife. So DeSantis told Laura Ingram he'll be signing a reprieve under his constitutional authority. He said, quote, "When our clemency board meets in the coming weeks, we'll issue pardons not only for Mike and Julian, but for any Floridian who may have outstanding infractions of things like masks and social distancing. The fact is, it's not even right to be wearing masks when you're exercising. The World Health Organization advises against it. It's not healthy for people to be doing that in the first place. So it's a bad restriction, but these things with health should be advisory. They shouldn't be punitive, and we're happy to use our constitutional authority." It's one of the reasons I like living here in God's waiting room. It appears that DeSantis is one of the few good guys out there. There's one other topic I do want to get in, and I know I'm kind of skipping around tonight, but it blows my mind, this Colonial Pipeline. When it was first shut down, hacked, allegedly, they were told they weren't going to pay the ransom. Well, come to find out, Colonial Pipeline forked over nearly $5 million last week to the alleged Eastern European criminal group that hacked the company, shutting the largest oil pipeline in the U.S. Basically, this thing runs from Texas to New Jersey. It spurred widespread gas shortages and panic buying across the Southeast. Bloomberg News reported that Colonial coughed up the ransom just hours after the ransomware attack took place on Friday. The Georgia-based company paid the ransom in untraceable cryptocurrency. Bloomberg reported citing two people familiar with the transaction. Once the hackers received the payment, they provided Colonial with a decrypting tool to restore its downloaded IT network, or rather downed IT network. The FBI believes the crippling cyber attack was orchestrated by a Russian-based criminal group called DarkSide. Of the moon? Why is it I don't believe this story? Coming up at the end of this month in May, the World Economic Forum is going to meet in Singapore. Of course, we had Event 201, and then a couple months later, we had the COVID. I wonder if they're going to talk about cybersecurity at the end of the month. I hate the word PSYOP. It just drives me crazy. Some people in the conspiracy world use it for everything. Not everything is a PSYOP. However, I'm beginning to believe that perhaps this Colonial Pipeline shutdown is a PSYOP, conditioning people for an eventual cyber hack into the banking system itself. And if that were to happen, people would reference back to this going, well, it happened to Colonial Pipeline. I guess it could happen to anyone or any institution. Imagine a day you get up and the news is that all of the banks have been hacked and your money is gone. Wouldn't that be a wonderful opportunity for Klaus Anal Schwab and his boys at the World Economic Forum to institute their digital currency that they want so badly? There seems to be an issue with going from the old world currency, which is the current dollar-backed currency, and transitioning into a digital currency. How do you do it without collapsing the system? And maybe it can't be done without collapsing the system. So if that's the only way to do it, at least have control over collapsing it. My hunch, my theory, is that this didn't really happen. I'm beginning to think that the Colonial Pipeline shutoff was to condition us for the next cyber attack. And if the good old folks at the World Economic Forum, who are meeting in Singapore on May 25th through the 28th, discuss the topic of cyber terror and hacking, you may see something happen by August economically with the banks. I have no idea. I didn't know what that magneto word was an hour ago. All of this is new to me. I've never done this type of radio where every day I'm learning something and it's almost as if we're doing investigative reporting together, because that story I got was from a listener. So together we seem to be pulling back the veil. If you like the show and you believe in what I'm doing, buy the book, MorningstarsTale.com. Just go to the website, MorningstarsTale.com. There's a link for Amazon. Buying the book helps me, supports the show, and I get to feed the dog. The Perfect Storm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day, and they said you were gonna put me on a ship.
Already gone. Alrighty then. Welcome back to it, my friend. Another day in the neighborhood. You and I on the radio as we do every Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Appreciate you being on board. Appreciate you listening to the show. And for those of you that have purchased the book, thank you very much. And even if you haven't or you have no intention of, simple fact that you're listening to the show, I do appreciate you being out there. The insanity surrounding the woke crowd concerning this shot is getting crazy. Remember a song, maybe your kids listened to it? I can remember playing it as a DJ 15 years ago. It was called Barbie Girl. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. It's fantastic. You know that song? I don't know how much these people are getting paid to put out this crap, but this one, there's two songs here. We've got I'm a Pfizer Girl, and then the young man, who I believe we played a couple of weeks ago, singing Dr. Fauci to the tune of Mr. Sandman. All right, whenever you're ready, Mike. This one's called Pfizer Girl.
Hiya, Pfizer.
Hi, Ben.
You got any extra shots?
Sure, Ben.
Sleeves up.
I'm a Pfizer girl in a COVID world. I'm the classic mRNA-tastic 95%. There's no argument, got no concern. contagion with my vaccination.
Come on, Pfizer, let's go party.
With a mask on.
Come on, Pfizer, let's go travel.
Only if essential. Oh, we're having so much fun.
Do 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 Give us vaccines. Help all the people who have been quarantined. We'll wear our masks and we'll have to stay distant. We'll wash our hands and we'll be more resistant. Fauci, yes? Promise us, please. We'll have a cure that can fight off this disease. Restrictions will lift with some ease. Dr. Fauci, don't forget me.
Mike, the excellent producer, has been telling me that the listenership continues to increase now that I don't take phone calls anymore. I really don't want any more people listening to this show. I think I want less people listening to the show. So, Mike, if you could, let's play both of those songs again, in the hopes of getting rid of some listeners. Whenever you're ready, buddy.
Hiya, Fiza.
Hi, Ben.
You got any extra shots?
Sure, Ben.
Sleeves up.
I'm a Pfizer girl in a COVID world. I'm the classic mRNA-tastic 95%. There's no argument. Got no contagion with my vaccination.
Come on, Pfizer, let's go party. Let's go travel.
Only if essential. Oh, we're having so much fun.
Do 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 do. Dr. Fauci, give us vaccines. Help all the people who have been quarantined. We'll wear our masks and we'll have to stay distant. We'll wash our hands and we'll be more resistant. Fauci, yes? Promise us, please. We'll have a cure that can fight off this disease. Restrictions will lift with some ease. Dr. Fauci, don't forget me.
Oh boy, that young man, he is just oozing with testosterone. Part of that woke generation. The first clip, you can't see it, but the video is just as awful as the song. Hiya, Pfizer. Hi, Ben. Hey, you got any shots? Sure, Ben. Sleeves up. I'm a Pfizer girl in a COVID world. I'm the classic mRNA-tastic 95%. There's no argument. Got no contagion. With my vaccination, come on, Pfizer, come on, Pfizer, let's go with a mask on. Come on, Pfizer, let's travel only if it's essential. Oh, we're having so much fun. I'm not going to take the vaccine for the simple fact that the people trying to get me to take it are so lame. And I just can't hang out with these people. I think I'd rather die. It's all in my new book, Every Day's a Monday, by Joel Osteen. The Perfect Storm.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Cameo, I need you. Sunday dress will be rain. Can
Title track to the CD, Candio. That is, the car is one of those songs you'd never hear on the radio, especially RBN, which is a talk network. I just love the song. Car is one of my favorite groups of all time. Rick Ocasek and Benjamin Orr, both no longer with us. So many classic rock stars are beginning to kick it because they're in their late 60s, mid 70s, and maybe even early 80s. Another great song that never gets played on the radio. So much good music, so little time. Especially the 80s and 90s, too. Love it all, man. Well, most of it. I have some stories I was going to cover. I was talking to Mike about this during the break. It's just so depressing. Celeste Solom, they have learned how to kill you two different ways. How and Why to Kill 7 Billion People by Dr. Vernon Coleman. I just don't want to play any of that stuff right now. It's just depressing. I'm in a really good mood because I know how this ends, and we win. That's all you need to know. They're going to lose. It's in the book. Look at the last page. We win. All of this is distractions, the machinations that lead to that 7-year period. Everything to me is funny, and I know it shouldn't be, but my sense of humor has really taken a turn for the worse, and my tendency to get into the gallows. I'll give you an example, okay? I just pulled up the Drudge Report. Here's a headline, which is hilarious. Vaxxed Bill Maher catches COVID. HBO shuts down show. That's hilarious. You know how he got the COVID? From the vaccine. But they won't admit that. I was talking earlier about this vax cult. There's so much pride involved in it and vanity. Even if you put aside all of the science, and you were to just observe the way the two groups are behaving, you would see that the anti-vaxxers are the critical thinkers who are attempting to pursue the truth, whereas the vaccine cult spends most of their time boasting about the god of science. And maybe that's the distinction between the two more than anything else, now that I think about it. Those that are for the vax rely on what is called scientism. Scientism has replaced the belief in God, a God who created this universe and you and I. Scientism proposes that through knowledge, man can achieve apotheosis. Resurrection without God. When you look at the way many in the media and millennials, baby boomers, everyone bows down in front of the throne of Fraudsy, and everything he says is gospel, that's scientism. The same thing with Neil deGrasse Tyson. He was interviewed about the Earth. He had said that the Earth had gotten a little chubbier over time, that it had become pear-shaped. Nobody told me. Nobody told anyone. He just said it, and people believe it. That's what scientism is. I'm a big believer in science. I'm not a believer in scientism. Scientism is the religion where you take the science and you turn it into a religion, and there is no questioning the dogma of scientism. We're seeing that with the vaccines right now. I don't know about you, and I'm done making suggestions. I'm just going to tell you what I'm doing. Nothing. Boy, did that piss off my ex-wife all the time. That's your solution to everything. Yeah, most of the time, doing nothing is the solution. Just sit back. I'm just going to sit back, and I'm going to watch it. Get some popcorn. It's better than 4K. Have you ever observed real life? It's much better than 4K. It's better than 8K. It's in living color all the time, and it's all around you, 360. Just get some popcorn and watch. It's hilarious. I believe we have the truth on our side, which requires us to do very little. Because the more that they pronounce and yell from the rooftops that you need to get the vax, that this is good, the more they will put their foot in their mouth. Case in point today, vaxxed Bill Maher catches COVID. He got the shot, then he got COVID. Hello. But they'll never make that connection. One of the most mystifying things about this pandemic are the people taking the shot. Quite often, they're highly educated, well-to-do, intelligent. For whatever reason, when it comes to getting the shot, they're willing to go on faith in scientism and the scientists behind it to just stick out their arm. I remember seeing a video about a month ago, I think it was a congresswoman, politician from New York, a woman who just stuck out her arm and she said to Blasio and Cuomo, I don't know what's in it, I don't care what's in it, just stick it in my arm. Reckless regard. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about the futility of it all. And I think it's in Ecclesiastes, where God says, or Solomon says, through the inspiration of God, man knows that he's going to die. So instead of giving praise to the creator of this earth and honoring him and following him, and loving him, man decides to go on his own reckless path because he knows in the end he's going to die anyway. What I think we're really seeing from a spiritual level with this pandemic is a separation in many ways between those that are trying to have a conscious contact with God and those who are having a conscious contact with scientism. Fraudsey, Gates, Schwab are the unholy trinity. They are the ones that the world looks to for answers. They are the figureheads. I have no idea what's in gasoline. I may know a couple of the elements, but I don't drink it because I know it's poison. And I look at these vaccines the same way. I don't know all of the ingredients. No one does. But from critical thought and investigative work, I've come to the conclusion that I don't trust these scientists, and I certainly don't trust this concoction. And logically, it makes no sense at all to put yourself in harm's way for a vaccine that has not been approved by the FDA, only for emergency use only. No one knows the ingredients. No animal trials. It usually takes 5 to 10 years to even develop a vaccine for the market. And everyone getting the shot is the experiment. For what? For an alleged virus that has over a 99.7% recovery rate. And I don't know how many times I've said this on the show, but when you tell somebody that, and I don't tell anybody anymore because I'm done with all of that. But when I would tell people, you know, it's 99.7, 99.9 if you're under 17. Uh-huh. And some of these people are quite intelligent. I mean, book smart. The same people, you take them out in your backyard and the sky is laced with chemtrails and you say, you know, those are chemtrails. No, those are contrails. Contrails are created when a jet is flying at a high altitude and the hot engine hits the cold atmosphere and forms ice crystals, which quickly dissipate. What you're looking at, my friend, is at an altitude of about 5,000 feet, and it's been sitting there for 40 minutes, and it's spreading out and diffusing the sun. That is comprised of aluminum, strontium, and barium. No, that's a contrail. Okay, done. And the same thing with this vaccine, done. I'm not. If you're listening to the show, I know more than likely you're not getting the shot. And that's probably one of the main reasons you listen to the show, because you're looking for any kind of media outlet or show that will state that. A division, a divide has occurred. And I've been talking for a couple months about this eventually happening. It's happened. There are those that put their faith in God, and there are those who put their faith in science. The latter continue to live in fear and still wear a mask. And they host shows on HBO, get the shot, and then they get the COVID. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall right now in Bill Maher's house? And just listen to a conversation perhaps between him and a friend. Damn, you think I got this because of the vax? Nah, that's impossible. And that's the other insane tentacle in this dark black octopus plandemic is the denial. I remember reading a story, had to be 3-4 months ago, about a woman in her 60s and her husband. They both got the shot. Her husband died within 48 hours. After he died, the woman said something to the effect of, I know that if he was alive today, he would take the shot again. What? That's what we're dealing with. Denial? Pride, vanity, and it will manifest itself in anger at some point. We're at a very interesting junction where they're presenting the carrot and the stick simultaneously. I brought you the story last night about the governor in Ohio who wants to hold a lottery for everyone who's been vaccinated. If you didn't get your vax, you don't get to participate in the $1 million lottery. That's the carrot. The stick is coming. It's already here. In New York City, which I believe opens up officially July 1st, but the opening is beginning right now. Don't even bother going to New York City because they've got the Excelsior passport. If you can't prove you've been vaccinated, you're not getting into any restaurant or bar. And very soon, you're not going to be able to fly domestically. Thank God for people like Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, Montana, a couple of other states. Even if they don't mandate the vaccine, even here in Florida, it's going to eventually be next to impossible to do anything unless you've been vaxxed. There will not, I don't think, be an official mandate or national mandate unless some black swan appears. But life is going to get increasingly difficult. So you have this core right now of individuals that have said, we're not getting the vax. It's slowed down. All of the manipulation is not working. You had Vax Live over the weekend. It's not working. There is this core of individuals that are saying, I'm not getting the shot. Within that core is a percentage that will, because they're not absolutely certain. And if you're not certain, listen to yourself when you respond to the question. Are you going to get the jab? If your answer is in no or hell no, then perhaps you may, especially if you quantify it. The story the other night from James Hetfield, lead singer for Metallica, they had asked him about it, and he said, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. That means yes. He's got a moment. And I think most people do have that moment. I hope I don't. I have no intention of getting the jab. Who knows what will happen? One day at a time. But I haven't changed my mind one iota. The perfect storm.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rock, Chris Cornell. Some might argue Robert Plant. I just like Chris Cornell. What can I tell you? I'm just sitting here trying to figure it all out, and then I realize why. Just grab the popcorn and enjoy the show. It says in the Word, we look in the mirror as a poor reflection, which means none of us has a clear picture of what's going on. I could jump to conclusions, make outrageous statements, but I will say it is fascinating how everything is just coalescing. For example, you have the Israeli-Palestinian situation right now, and it looks like the IDF is going to invade Gaza, a land invasion. I think they fired over 1,000 rockets. It seems to be a good time for that guy to come up and arrive on the scene. You have Klaus Anel Schwab meeting in Singapore, the end of May, and I'm sure they're going to talk about cybersecurity and perhaps what would occur if the banks were hacked, which would lead to a worldwide digital currency. Perhaps Colonial, that whole pipeline situation was a false flag. Then you take the situation over in Israel. The Antichrist, I believe, is going to broker that seven-year deal. Palestine will become a nation. This is just what I believe. Palestine will become a nation, and Israel will remain a nation. And in exchange, the UN will allow Israel to build its third temple next to the Dome of the Rock and in between the Alias Mosque. And at that point, then the Antichrist can rule from Jerusalem and at 3.5 years declare that he's God and the false prophet demand worship. It just seems that everything is in place except this guy. The technology is here for the mark. The geopolitical situation is ripe. Everything seems to be lined up towards, I don't know. Here's what I do know. I look in the mirror as a poor reflection. As I've gotten older, I've started to back away from making proclamations. It's just easier the day after. The perfect storm.
YouTube channel Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.